a lot of parallels between today and 1994, aren't there?
There are. I mean, to state some obvious points, Republicans are taking control of the House after a huge election win. In this year, they've gained 63 seats. 1994 was 52. And this happened in part in each case because of the Democratic president and his party did some unpopular things. So now with this big freshman class, we're going to see how the new Republican majority operates. But let me, before we get too far, let me make clear, I think there's some significant differences that matter here between this freshman class and the one that came in with Newt Gingrich.
And you read my mind, because there are some significant differences, and it's not 1994 all over again, is it?
Absolutely. Number one big difference is that the economy is in bad shape now, and was much better in the dot-com boom of the 90s. And not only is the economy in bad shape, but now with close to 10% unemployment and little growth and huge federal deficits, but there's no indication that that's going to improve anytime sooner. So I think that those contrasting circumstances make for different dynamics and to some extent increase the pressure on the new Republican majority in the House to take action.
But one of the things that I found fascinating in your piece, and we have it linked up on DorbeckInsider.com, the people come in and say, and in fact, on the cover of your magazine, Operation Austerity, and yet in many ways that can be easier said than done.
Absolutely. Because if it was easy to do it, it would have been done a long time ago. And again, that gets to another difference. The deficit now is just so huge. Because of a combination of events that I'm sure you and your listeners have talked about. But we have a deficit now that's over $1 trillion.
Yeah.
And whereas in 1995, the deficit, and we write in the story, was around $150 billion. That seemed like a lot of money, and it was, but a trillion or a trillion point two is 7 or 8 times larger. So that, again, that along with a poor economy, the size of the deficit increases the pressure to get serious.
And I know, and I've seen a lot of speculation that if the current crop of Republicans were to somehow force a government shutdown in some way, shape, or form, the conventional wisdom was they won't try that again because it didn't work very well in 1995,
right.
1996. As you say, this isn't 1996 all over again.
Well, and also another difference is that this crop of candidates, partly because of the whole Tea Party movement and the public unhappiness with Washington, these new members that are coming in, 84 new Republican members of the House, huge number, that they talked in their campaign about reducing about Operation Austerity and reducing the bloated, what many regard, what I think the public regards as this big government. So there is, on the one hand, the public and the new majority in the House will want to cut back government, reduce size, reduce spending. On the other hand, that's going to be hard to do, and it's even harder because you got to still have Democratic control of the Senate, even though it will be smaller. Whereas when Newt Gingrich came in, he also brought with him a Republican-controlled Senate. And Barack Obama obviously is president, and he seems maybe a little less willing to we'll see how he'll compare to Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Clinton was more willing to go along with some of the Republican budget changes.
We've seen this over the years. You've seen this over the years where people come in saying, yes, we want to cut the budget. We need to. And yet when you actually get into the pieces of it, it is difficult to do.
Sure. And again, your listeners are, many of them are federal workers, and they're hearing about and they're aware that the call for the president's going to have a 2-year freeze on no salary increases. And that imposes pain on some people, but in the scheme of things, given the $1 trillion-plus deficit, I think it's going to save a few billion dollars.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's chump change, but it only begins to deal with the problem. And we know, I guess one other point is that there was a deficit commission that made some recommendations last week. It's not going to be able to force Congress to act, but the deficit commission showed the magnitude of the the options that would have to be.
Does that give them some cover? Does that give them some feeling that they might be able to try some of these things?
I don't know if it gives them cover. It gives them the options.
Yeah.
So if they're serious.
My only take would be, you know, feds, I think, are happy to participate, in my sense, talking to them. They're happy to be part of the saving, but right now they feel a little scapegoated, I think.
I think that's a fair reaction.
Yeah.